this next big bold step for the YMCA Buffalo Niagara?
Yeah, we're really excited. When we reported last month that we were going to have to go to just one facility as opposed or to a different facility than we originally wanted, there's a lot of excitement around this for a couple of reasons. One, we have not done anything. This building was built in the early 1980s. So we are excited that we're able to do something, reinvest in the community. There's been a lot of community discussion and reinvestment about the east side of Buffalo. And so we're happy to be part of that.
When it comes to the investment here, I think you said you're almost complete with the investment for the $5 million campus laundry. Does that present a challenge in a way where you can move from this one investment of $5 million and then sort of doubling it to a much bigger project here?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't think that we're going to have different types of donors for this project than we did for the last one. This project is also eligible for new market tax credits, so there's a lot more government opportunity for funding than we had in North Buffalo. And there are some other community entities we met with, some business leaders in our original fundraising, who said if we were to do something on the east side of Buffalo, they'd be more likely to fund us than something on the north side. So we're feeling confident going in that we'll be able to raise the funds.
We got a chance to look at the red rings a little bit.
Yeah.
Take us through, I guess, some of the major transformations that this building specifically will see with this $10 million.
Yeah, so we spent some time with our consultants for design, and they just asked us questions about what is missing. And this facility right now, our workout center, is a small closet, I would call it, in the basement. And so to elevate that, the outside of the building will be more appealing to the community and look more modern, similar to our outside or to our other facilities. We have reimagined senior spaces, reimagined spaces where we'll be working with other entities to provide much needed services to the community. And in general, just be a facelift for a building that's been around for 40 some years. And we want to make sure this is around for at least 40 more.
Talk about services provided, I guess, an expansion or an upgrade of services for East Buffalo community.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, in this particular location, we're looking at providing more free resources for people. So we look to expand our partnership with M&T Bank for more financial education, whether it's about helping people figure out a mortgage or get kids ready for college or figure out retirement plans. That's a big piece of it. We plan to work more with organizations like Feed More to provide more food programs for our seniors and for our kids. We're working with Child and Family Services to provide mental health services at no cost to people, even if it's just to relieve stress. No stigma around having a mental health disease, but just helping people get through daily life. So we're continuing to develop partnerships with people, and I'm really trying to create that idea of it's a community resource hub, and where today was just about inviting people to join us in this journey.
Talk about the youth around here always complaining about that I have any place to go.
Yep. Yeah, the idea is, we're hopeful to be able to serve more youth through this initiative as well. We run some sports programs well in the suburbs, but I think we could do a lot better job in the city. We partner with some professional sports leagues, which I think will gain some excitement for some kids. We might have the opportunity to have some athletes present. But we're looking beyond, so there's sports, there's a possibility to add arts-type programs. There's a possibility to get kids involved in volunteering if they want to. So we're looking at all of our programs, besides what we do on a daily basis of child care and day camp. We really want to find out what do kids want to do and how can we keep them engaged so that they avoid at-risk behaviors.
Talk about the cost of
the cost? Yeah, so we switched from a project-based approach with the old facility we wanted to do to a budget-based approach. So we felt going on, as Peter mentioned at the beginning, we felt that we could probably raise $15 to $20 million to do a project. So that's why we focus on about $5 million to do the outdoor park area and about $10 million here. So it will be budget based. So while we have some plans here, at the end of the day, we're going to build what we believe we can afford for $10 million. So our plan is to go out to some of the companies we talked to early on who have philanthropic dollars or marketing dollars to who may be interested in supporting us. There are many foundations who are interested in supporting us. And we've been in talk with a lot of government agencies, including the governor's office and the Empire State Development Fund, as well as some tax credit options that we have not tapped into in previous projects. So we're just starting that today. We're just starting the fundraising now for that. We also have, the YMCA has its own endowment, which we will most likely be putting about $2 million towards it as well to get us going. So there's a lot of different options for us as we look over the next couple of years.
So when is the goal to get this expansion finished completely?
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to have $10 million check today. So our goal is, you know, we'd like to continue to move forward. We believe there's going to be some excitement with the Camp Swan project we're doing. For this particular project, we're going to start immediately. So if we, ideally, we raise the money by the end of next year, but it may take more time than that. So this is a project where the timeline is completely dependent on the funding.